I realize, you know, and I turn around to like be mad or be angry, you know, thinking I'm the only one who had a bad day. I'm the only one who has these problems. I'm the only one who has a babysitter. I'm paying overtime or whatever. And I turn around and I see that this guy is blind. And in that minute, of course, my whole feeling changed. And I think that's really the story of life. Like, you think one thing, but it's really probably something else. And you really need to look at the cues and look at who you are and look at what you're doing to really get the most out of it. You know, a lot of us are Star Wars fans or, you know, Star Trek fans or, you know, Harry Potter fans. And it's all about your feelings. It's all about what you bring to it. And do you really show up in a way that helps or hurts the situation? And over my time, I've really learned that I need to help the situation. So I have a mantra that I say, which is say what you mean what you say, but don't say it meanly. And that really helps me to say, oh, wait, stop pushing me. So I didn't take the guy's head off. You know, I could have been nice. It doesn't matter his circumstance. I have to show up nice. And, you know, I think we all, you know, no matter what side of the political aisle you're on, you know, we want leaders to be kind and nice and to show us how to show up for themselves and for us. So I say really show up and be kind. It's very important. Now, part of being kind is knowing that you are enough. It doesn't matter if you're the one that, you know, paid for the kidney replacement operation or whatever it is. I'm being sarcastic, obviously. But it doesn't matter if you bring the cookies, if you send a bill, if you make a huge donation. Really, all you have to do is show up and be willing to listen, to hear, to be nice to someone. So, you know, people say, they say your life is what you do every day. And if my last day was tomorrow, I could say at this point in my life, and I'm probably not streaming right now.
Yeah.
I died again.
He comes back. I was just surprised to see my face pop on.
On my end. Yeah, on my end. Back. See? Be prepared for the unprepared and go with it. Use it. I've had a lot of surprises in my life and I've survived a lot of things. But if today was my last day, I wouldn't change anything because to me, my life is what I do every day. And when I was younger, I spent time trying to make money and making sure everybody liked me and managing and dealing with my mother and dealing with my lover and dealing with this and dealing with that and my co-op board. You know what? And now I really am back to the simple things. A good bowl of soup, a good cup of coffee, a good conversation with a friend, a nice new experience. I mean, I think that's key. Have new experiences as much as you can. Get out of your comfort zone. Know you are enough and be kind. And a lot of people say, you know, if you want to change, all you have to do is make one small little change every day. And I kind of have an addendum to that. If you want to change your direction, don't only make one little change every day. Make a small claim every day. Set your intent. I want to be audacious. I want to come out here and speak. I want to be happy. I want to fall in love. And it happened for me beyond my wildest dreams. So say what you mean what you say, and definitely, you know, set your intent. And while you're doing it, go out there and be audacious. That is my signature word. Be bold, be brave, be loud, be for yourself, because if you're not enough first, who else will be? And my last piece of advice happens to be with, because we all deal with other people, is don't be annoying. Like many of the other speakers who went first, I have a book and you can find me. If you Google managing annoying people, you will find me. And that brings me to my favorite acronym, which is TEAM. Together, everyone annoys me. So I am very used to figuring out how to get out of these situations and how to enjoy my day when things aren't going right, when the line's too long, when the cash register breaks down when I'm there, when the gas pump, you know, runs out of gas and it's my turn, whatever it is. So I think being kind.
Oh, Bob just broke down for her, but she's going to come back in like 10 seconds.
I hope.
But I just want to give a side note here. Man, team. Together, everyone annoys me. I was writing that down as she was saying it. Hey,
Am I back?
Okay, you're back. Okay, come back.
Yeah, so, yeah, together everyone annoys me. And my goal is to be kind and to get through my day without chewing off their head and to make sure I add some value and I'm kind. So, you know, most of us think we're not enough, so we talk louder, we go louder, we're quicker, we try to show off. But believe me, most of you are not only enough, as you heard from our four previous speakers, you are more than enough. So I say, go forward, don't annoy people, be kind, make your intentions, and remember, your life is what you do every day, and you are enough. Go forward, be audacious, and go smile, because when you smile, it changes everything. So thanks for having me, Kit.
Mahalo, Aileen, thank you. That was 6 minutes, but I gave you a little bit more because you kept on cutting up. Great job. First of all, I want to say to everyone, Aileen got cut off, I don't know, two or three times, but she came back and